Some people like chocolate. Some people like gummy bears. Some people like hard candies. Some people like gum. All perfectly good items to hand out for Halloween. Growing up in Los Angeles, I didn't trick-or-treat very often. Quite honestly, because they urged parents to have the candy x-rayed before consumption. But I do remember two houses from our block. One house gave out $2 bills. I loved that house. The other house I remember gave out apples. Not caramel apples, mind you. Just a boring, red delicious apple. I hated that house. It's Halloween. Little kids say trick-or-treat. But they really only want the treat. An apple? That's a trick. Last night, Bemidji State knocked on plenty of doors in the first period, and nobody was home to give them a treat. Three power plays in the first half of the first period, with nothing to show for it. Finally, late in the third, someone answered the door. A power play goal for Eric Martin.
Zamola cross ice along the blue line to Brad Johnson. Rips a pass to the bottom of the left circle from Martin. He has to go corral it. Comes back up to the top. Brad Johnson with a drive. The rebound. They score! Eric Martin! Backdoor on the rebound. It's an Otter Tail power play goal. Beavers up one rip.
Well, it's inevitable. I mean, the Beavers just pouring it on, and they finally get a shot through that Rose. I mean, he made the save, but it went right to Martin on the back door.
The second period, a sight of horrors for BSU. Not only did they get an apple instead of candy early on.
Bowling Green back into the offensive zone with a shot blocked. Bowling Green gets it right back. Christopher Collins sends it behind the net. Now a centering pass, turning, firing, and scoring. Christopher Collin, bottom of the right circle. Bowling Green ties it 1-1.
Well, just like that, forget about the first period. Bowling Green comes out flying and gets a goal within a minute and 21 seconds and ties it up just like that.
They also got a toothbrush from the house of the local dentist. Not only an early goal allowed, but a late one too.
Bowling Green picks up the puck, launches it ahead. Into the offensive zone, here comes Swankler. Austin Swankler drops it back for the trailer. Nolan Burke comes loose on the left side of the pipe, and Cole Norris taps it into an empty net. And with 15.9 seconds left in the second, Bowling Green's got a lead.
Well, and you could just kind of see that play developing as it came down low. They get the shot, and then the rebound just squirts loose and is tapped in. This is Halloween, Halloween,
Halloween. Mind you, Bemidji State did get some more candy in the third period and an Ethan Somoza goal. But when the game was over, the Beavers and the Falcons compared their bags of candy. Bowling Green had more chocolate, more Snickers, more Twix than the Beavers did. The Falcons also didn't get any apples or toothbrushes. When the two teams tallied up the score, the Falcons, they're trick-or-treating winners. You want to know the great thing about Halloween, though, falling on a Sunday? Who says you can't go trick-or-treating again tonight? Here's to more candy in the bag of the Beavers, and more toothbrushes, and maybe even some dental floss in the bags of the Falcons. We're going to dress up as Beavers. They'll dress up as Falcons. And our Budweiser pregame show, next on the Beaver Radio Network.